Please help us come over into Macedonia and help us. Please, sir, we need help. Come to Macedonia and help us.
Silas, get up. We're going to Macedonia right away. Get up and dress. Then tell Luke and Timothy that we're preparing to go immediately.
But Paul, Macedonia. Macedonia is a Roman province. We can't preach the gospel there.
The Macedonians need help. We are going.
It'll be dangerous. We're very apt to lose our lives.
It sounds as though your story is another one about the life of Paul.
It is, Aunt Sue. In today's story, some unusual and exciting incidents take place, which are recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 16.
What's the title of today's story, Uncle Dan?
I call it...
At Philippi.
One night, as Paul the Apostle lay sleeping, there stood before him a vision or a dream. A man from Macedonia beckoning unto him and saying,
Paul, Paul, come over and help us. Come over into Macedonia and help us. We need help.
When Paul awoke from the night vision, he was certain that God wished him and his fellow workers to go at once to Macedonia. As soon as preparations could be made, they set out on their journey.
We'll go to Philippi. Make our headquarters there.
Why Philippi?
Philippi is the center of trade in this part of the world. What better place to spread the gospel of salvation?
It's a colony of Rome, isn't it?
Yes.
Are there any Israelites in Philippi?
Very few. About half the people are Macedonians and the other half Romans.
You know how the Romans received the gospel, how they hate it.
Our message is heaven sent.
Well, I'm not doubting that at all, Paul. I'm merely saying that we'll have trouble. And don't mistake me. Like you, I'm willing to suffer for the gospel's sake. But I think it best we prepare for trouble.
Look about you, Silas. Beautiful country, don't you think?
Mountains, valleys, hills, canopied by the blue sky. Oh, yes, it's very beautiful.
There's much gold and silver in these hills. It is being mined, too. Probably several scores of mines. That's one of the reasons Philippi is so important in the world trade and travel.
What are those, I suppose you call them holes in the side hills. What are they?
Oh, some of them are gold and silver mines. Some are places of residence. And if I'm not mistaken, some are dungeons.
That's where we'll end up, probably.
And they came to Philippi, where they abode certain days. And on the Sabbath day, they went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And they sat down and spake to the women which resorted there.
How do you do?
Greetings.
Lovely place here.
Yes, we're proud of it. You're strangers.
We just arrived from Jerusalem. Came because we hope to tell the good people of Philippi the gospel story. Christianity, it's called. Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is its author.
I've heard about it, but aren't you rather, out of your territory? We are Romans.
Christianity is for everyone.
Well, I don't think our people are going to like it. The magistrates are very particular about the sort of people who...
Pardon me. But I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. And I think it's wonderful that you think enough of humanity to want to help. Oh, my name is Lydia.
Greetings and salutations. I am Paul. And this is my companion, Silas.
How do you do?
I'm a native of Thyatira. I'm here in Philippi selling linen textiles.
A traveler, like us.
Oh, no. I live here now. But I still sell the products of Thyatira. But I didn't interrupt to talk about me. I heard you talking about Jesus of Nazareth. Did either of you know him personally?
No, but we both have talked to and know many of his disciples and followers. He was a wonderful man.
Man? I thought he claimed to have been the Son of God.
He was the Son of God, and he is the Son of God. 40 days after his resurrection, his disciples saw him taken up into the clouds. Today he is at the right hand of his Father in heaven as my advocate, yours, everyone.
Advocate? Our advocate? Why do we need someone in heaven pleading our case? Am I being tried in the courts of heaven that I need an advocate?
Good questions. And in the answers lie the basic facts of salvation.
I wonder if you would come to my home. I want that the members of my household may hear about this Jesus and salvation.
Lydia and her family were deeply impressed with the story of salvation, and soon thereafter, she and the members of her household were baptized. So grateful was she to the Apostle Paul and his company of workers that she desired to show them some special favor and consideration. Finally, she said to Paul,
"If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay."
So, while these missionaries labored in Philippi, they remained as guests in the household of Lydia. In another part of Philippi, there lived a very unusual young lady known as a soothsayer. A soothsayer is one who claims to possess the special gift of accurately foretelling the future and destiny of individuals and nations. Now, this particular young lady was controlled by certain men who made much money on her ability to perceive.
But I don't want to go.
But I promised them you'd go. And I've already collected the fee, a large one, too. Now, you wouldn't want to disappoint them, would you?
I'm tired.
Well, don't you want to please me?
Yes.
Am I not good to you? Don't I give you all the food you want and clothes? What more can you ask for?
All right, I'll go.
That's my girl. And be sure and tell them exactly what they want to know, huh? Make them feel good.
All right, Master.
Oh, hurry back. I'll be anxious to hear all about it.
I will, Master.
She surely obeys you without question.
And why shouldn't she? I'm good to her. She's young, she's happy. And, frankly, so am I. Without her, I wouldn't make a good living.
How does she do it? Her divination, I mean.
Some have it, some don't. It's the spirit, divination spirit.
The evil spirit, that's what it is.
Evil? Well, to me, it's the good spirit. It brings me money. Money, money, money.
Now, it so happened that one day, as Paul and Silas were going to a certain place for prayer, that the damsel with the divination spirit followed them, saying,
"These men are servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation."
Again and again the damsel followed Paul and Silas, crying,
"These men are servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation."
Who is she, Paul, do you know?
A local soothsayer.
Soothsayer? Aren't soothsayers of Satan?
In this case, yes.
But she acknowledges we are of God.
Ah, but you fail to see the results of such a declaration by that young damsel who is recognized as being of Satan.
Meaning?
People associate her with Satan. Now they will associate us with her and through her with Satan.
Yes. Yes, I see. Well, is there anything we can do about it? Well, certainly we can't permit this to continue.
For many days, she kept following them, repeating over and over these words. At last, Paul, becoming annoyed, turned and said to the evil spirit that possessed her,
"I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her."
Most High God. What happened?
The evil spirit has left thee, damsel.
What happened? What happened? Answer me.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing except you didn't do your duty with my clients. You didn't even pretend to divine their secrets. They paid good money and expected you to foretell their future. Well, I'll apologize to them and set up another appointment.
No.
No? What do you mean, no?
I'm not going to divine anymore.
You're not? Well, I say you are.
I can't. I couldn't even if I wanted to.
You can't? Well, tell me about it. Tell me what happened. What really happened?
The spirit of divination has left me.
Oh, it's impossible. Such a thing never happened.
Those men, those two men from Jerusalem, the ones who are teaching and preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, they caused the spirit to leave me.
I'll have to do something about this. Those men, the two who caused all this, I'll get even with them.
Sir?
Yes?
I'm the damsel who had the spirit of divination, and you commanded it to leave me, and it did.
Oh, yes. It was the spirit of Satan. You were a special agent of Satan. Through you, Satan advanced his cause of false worship and idolatry.
I know, sir. And that's why I'm here. Now that I'm cured of my affliction, I want to become a Christian.
We've got to do something. She's become a Christian. With her on their side, we have no chance. All hope of ever again making money by soothsaying is vanished.
You're not the only one who feels that way. Many in this city make their livelihood through satanic delusions. They're just as interested as you in stopping Paul and Silas.
Well, I'll get them all together and we'll make plans. We'll stop Paul and Silas. All right now, men, our plan of action is all set. Three of us will find Paul and Silas and take them by force to the court of the magistrate. In the meantime, the rest of you will keep busy spreading rumors about Paul and Silas. Tell the people that they have come here to bring unrest and cause an uprising among us Romans. Stir up the people with a mob spirit, and the magistrates will have to do something about it. Fellow Macedonians, citizens of Philippi, these two men are from Jerusalem. They spread unrest and dissatisfaction among us. I say they should be arrested and tried in the courts of our magistrates. What say you? Well, I'm sorry, sirs, but I must take you to the magistrate.
Upon what charge?
Will you go along quietly, or must we use force?
We will go.
Magistrate, Your Honor, these two men are from Jerusalem. They came here purposely to cause trouble. They teach customs which are unlawful for us as Romans to receive or do. They have caused a great uproar among the people, Your Honor.
You have heard the charge. Guilty or not guilty?
We are not guilty, Your Honor.
And you?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
We are law-abiding citizens, Your Honor. We are come to your beautiful city in reply to a cry for help. We have no intention.
They lie, Your Honor.
Yes, 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 that's obvious. They are guilty. They shall be fitly punished before the people of Philippi. God stripped them to the waist. You must learn, my friends, that we here in Philippi will not permit strangers to come among us and stir people and cause trouble. Remember that next time and just stay away. Now, guard, after you've bound these men to those whipping posts, take this scourge and lash their backs until they are bleeding and lacerated. That will teach you men not to come here and turn our city upside down with your false doctrines. All right, lay it on.
Oh.
All right, that's enough, that's enough. Take them to the dungeon and instruct the keeper that I'm holding him personally responsible for their safety. Take them away!
More prisoners. Who are they this time? Criminals?
Worse than criminals. Political prisoners.
What is their crime?
They tried to incite riots against Rome.
Foreigners, too, aren't they?
From Jerusalem.
Well, I know how to treat such men. Yes.
Oh, by the way, the magistrate said he's holding you personally responsible for their safety.
Comfort or safety?
Safety.
Yeah, well, I get it. Well, tell the magistrate not to worry. These prisoners will be well taken care of, as befits Israelite spies.
All right, I'll tell his honor.
Inside with you, you two. You're going to the inner prison, so I know you can't escape. Come on, faster. Spies, huh? Political prisoners. All right, hurry up there, inside, through that door.
Yes, all right, sir.
Now, sit down. Put your arms and legs through the stocks. I'm going to make certain you don't escape. There, now I'm sure you won't escape.
In a few minutes, we'll be numb from the awkward and painful position you've put us in.
Oh, now that's too bad. I'm awfully sorry for you. It's going to be even worse when I leave. When I close that door, it's going to be dark in here. Dark as pitch. Make yourselves comfortable, if you can. See you in the morning, if you're still alive.
Well, Silas, my son, things could be worse.
We're raw and bleeding from unmerciful whipping. We're locked in the stocks in such a position as to bring pain and suffering. And things could be worse.
Of course. We could be eternally lost. There's no fate worse than that.
Oh, I wish I had the patience and long-suffering you have.
It's a question of inner feeling, faith, love, hope. Keep your mind on these things, and outward things will not make so much difference.
The pain. Oh, these stocks are torturing me.
They're torturing me, too, extremely. But I'm reminded how Jesus suffered for me, and I'm cheered. I'm happy to suffer for his sake. It'll help get your mind off your own suffering if we sing.
Sing?
Yes.
Hear me, O God, attend unto my prayer.
Meanwhile, the magistrates were confident that by jailing Paul and Silas, they had quelled a tumult. On the way home, they chanced to see the damsel who had been possessed of the evil spirit.
You're the girl who tells fortunes, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
But tell my fortune. Am I going to live long? Or is there going to be some mysterious happening come into my life? Well, tell my fortune.
No, sir. No longer am I possessed of the spirit of divination.
You're more clever than I thought. Here's a piece of silver. Now will you tell my fortune?
I told you, sir. No longer do I serve Satan. I've become a follower of Jesus. I serve and worship the God of heaven.
Something has happened. You surely have changed.
Paul and Silas commanded the spirit of Satan to leave me, and straightway I was healed. Good day to you, sir.
Did you hear that? Paul and Silas cured her. You know who they are, don't you?
You sent them to the dungeon.
Yes, but I wonder. Sounds like they were innocent. That young woman used to cause a lot of trouble in our city. But look at her now. Peaceful, charming, quiet. If those men were responsible for helping her, I made a terrible mistake in having them flogged and put into the dungeon.
I must agree with you, but it's too late now.
Well, it's not too late to do something about it in the morning.
What do you mean?
I mean just this. In the morning, I shall take steps to have those men privately released and escorted from the city beyond the danger of the mob.
But though men had been cruel and heartless in the treatment of Paul and Silas, God had not been unmindful of their afflictions. All heaven was interested in the men who were suffering for Christ's sake. And at midnight, as Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, angels were sent to visit the prison. As they drew near, the earth began to tremble.
Oh, An earthquake. A terrible earthquake. Oh, the floor is heaving. The prison doors are swinging open.
God! God!
Oh, this is terrible.
God! God!
Where is he? Oh, if I could just find a torch. The prisoners. Those two. The magistrate warned me. I'm personally responsible for their safekeeping. Oh, the doors are open. They've escaped. Oh, the magistrate will have me executed. I'll be disgraced. Oh, what'll I do? I'll have to take my life. Yes, I'll take my own life. That's better than public disgrace.
Put away your sword. Do thyself no harm, keeper. For all the prisoners are here. None have escaped.
You didn't escape.
We are here, both of us.
But I personally fastened the stock so that you would be in pain. And you could have escaped. Why? Why didn't you?
We are possessed by the spirit of Christ, not the spirit of revenge. With the love of Christ in our hearts, there is no room for malice.
Oh, sir, forgive me for what I did to you. Forgive me. Sir, what must I do to be saved?
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house.
Believe? Can you show me how to believe?
The way of salvation lies in simple faith and trust. To believe on the Lord Jesus, one must first come to...
Pardon me, sir, but while you're telling me the way of salvation, I should like to have one of the guards wash your wounds and the wounds of your companion.
Very kind of you, keeper.
I'll get water and bandages and take care of them right away, keeper.
Thank you, guard. And now, Paul, please continue.
Well, the best way to understand the full significance of salvation is to understand the background of sin.
And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all that were in his house. And the keeper took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once with all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced with all his household that he had believed in God.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. This poor man cried, and the